So whenever we're functioning from a place of scarcity or lack or fear, think fight or flight, running away from that tiger, we can function really well. And dentists are really good at this. We're very good at functioning under high stress. Imagine approaching everything from that scarcity mindset. Imagine approaching everything from that fear-based place of where am I, the lack, you know, am I going to be good enough? Is this going to be restrictive? What am I going to lose? Now imagine that attitude, that energy written in the copy, inviting team members to join you on your team. Imagine that energy in the copy, welcoming new patients to your office. It extends throughout all the different facets of the practice, and it actually, that's what limits growth.
So that's something that's really helped me a lot. Now, here's one other thing I would love to bounce off. So I post a ton on social media, but I don't have social media apps, okay? And the reason I don't have social media apps is I have an extremely addictive personality. I have no problem playing a video game for 50 hours or scrolling on social media for 5 hours. Like, I will do that. I will do anything to the nth degree if I get the opportunity to do anything, like if it's good or bad, right?
Oh,
and so
I'm the same way, my friend.
Okay, cool.
I love it.
So I deleted all my social media apps. However, I kept YouTube because I search on YouTube and I find information of things I want to watch and listen to, audiobooks, things like that, all the podcasts. And then I listen on there and I just kind of passively listen to it. However, YouTube now has these shorts on it. And these short form videos, every time that they create so much anxiety inside of me. So I recently made a deal with myself that I'm going to delete, if I don't control that and not watch those on YouTube, then I'm going to delete YouTube too. And I've noticed so much more calm in my life not having short form video in my head. Welcome back to another episode of Dental Marketing Go. I'm your host, Gary Bird. I'm the founder of SMC National, where we help you create, convert, and close more new patients so you can grow the way that you want. But you can grow if you don't know the secrets of growth. In today's episode, I interview Taryn, Dr. Taryn, who's the president and CEO of The Business of Happiness, and she breaks down the number one thing that helps dentists grow. And I promise you, you've never heard this before. I've never heard anybody bring this up. This is a one-of-a-kind show, and it brought a lot of value to me personally. I think it'll bring a lot of value to you. Give it a thumbs up if you enjoy it. Stay tuned. All right, Taryn, we are live, and I'm excited to have this conversation with you today because we are going to talk about growth, and I want to talk about specifically, because you're an orthodontist and you work with dentists, I want to know what the number one thing right now that you're seeing that's driving growth for dental practices.
I've got an answer for you that you're not going to believe, and I bet you no one has ever told you this before.
Okay, I'll tell you.
But it's possibly the most powerful thing, and it's actually what allows all the other answers that any other guest you've ever had on here to work.
All right, I'm ready for that's juicy. All right, hit me with it.
The number one thing that drives growth is learning to calm your own nervous system. Because if you think about it, all of the other answers that any of your guests have given really only work when we come from a place of calm. And I'll tell you why. When we're in a place of stress, pressure, effort, fight or flight, what actually happens biologically is we cut off our ability to access our executive function.
What does that mean, executive functioning? What do you mean by that? Define that for me.
Thank you for asking. Yeah, I know. It's one of those things no one wants to ask.
No, I'm like, is that like a CEO or CFO? Like, I can't do numbers. Like, what does that mean?
Well, very close, Gary. Like, that's the CEO of your brain. So whenever we're functioning from a place of scarcity or lack or fear, think fight or flight, running away from that tiger, we can function really well. And dentists are really good at this. We're very good at functioning under high stress.
What percentage of dentists do you think are in a fixed mindset and are in this like panic, like not a healthy state?
I'd say 99%.
That's okay, cool. So I would have guessed somewhere in that ballpark too. Okay.
Because we think that's our superpower. We think that we wear it as a badge of honor. I'm so good at working, pushing through. I show up no matter what. When I'm stressed out, I show up even if I'm stressed out. If I'm not feeling well, I push through. We literally wear overwork and burnout as a badge of honor. And let's go back to your question. What is executive function? Your executive functions are things like your perception of time, your ability to access creativity, your ability to gain access to other perspectives, your ability to stay calm and rational. So what we end up doing is being in reactive mode. So your, you know, front desk gives her 2-week notice, or the manager of your third practice suddenly leaves and leaves you abandoned. Immediately we go into reactivity of anger, resentment, fear, worry. And that place is not a place to make good business decisions from.
Why is that a bad place to make decisions from?
Because, as I mentioned, it limits our ability to have ingenuitive problem solving.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the show, but I have a segment that's going to bring a ton of value to you. We have people who've been sending in their questions, asking us about marketing. We're answering live on the air. And today's question comes from Eric. And Eric wanted to know, what pitfalls should they watch out for when adding full arch to their GP practice? Now, from a marketing perspective, there's a lot here. So number one, marketing for full arch is totally different from GP because you're going to get a ton more opportunities, but you're not going to convert as many of those opportunities. Meaning, just to get one full arch patient in the office that accepts treatment, you might have to get 50 to 100 leads that you have to work through. That means you have to have bandwidth for that. You have to have somebody on your team that can help with that and knows how to convert those. The next thing is, you got to have people in your office that know how to convert the treatment. If no one has ever sold full arch in your office before, chances of you getting a patient to say yes to full arch for marketing is slim to none. Those are just two of the problems that you can run into. There's a lot of others, but those are the main ones. So if you have a question about marketing, feel free to email us at askgary@smcnational.com, or you can leave a comment or DM us and we'll get your questions answered. Thanks so much. Back to the show.
So it's like a little kid, like when a little kid's throwing a tantrum and you're trying to reason with him, like, no, you need a nap, Johnny. It's like, no, you can't really reason with them at that point, right? Because they're just they're not themselves. No.
There's no reasoning. There's also no creativity. There's no ability for compassion, which is really interesting because it turns out that our ability to have compassion is very closely related to our ability to have curiosity and creativity.
So if I hear you right, I just want to reframe it to make sure I'm understanding it. So I'm running my business and things are going along and I'm a dentist. So I'm doing dentistry all day long. Plus I'm a CEO, which is wild, right? It's just super hard to do. So you're always working in the business, very rarely working on the business. I poke my head out to look at things and something's broken. Someone quit. Something, marketing isn't working, right? This hygienist isn't doing it the way that I told her to do it. And in that moment, because I'm in this flight or fight or I'm in this fixed mindset, I just go, and then everybody's like, stay away from that guy. He's scary. And then...
Yeah, or you just follow the shiny object syndrome. You purchase...
The next course.
You purchase the next practice management software. You purchase the next
expensive
equipment.
Which might not be the right answer because I didn't actually think through why Susan, my best hygienist, left. And if I would have been a little bit more empathetic, I would have said, hey, Susan left because Roger's not a nice dentist, an associate dentist that we have. And he's not treating people properly. And so this is a symptom of that. So the course that I bought to train my hygienist actually won't solve the problem that I have with Roger, the associate dentist. Is that right?
Very simply put, yes. I think it also is something a little bit more intrinsic. So it's an internal understanding about what just caused me to go to that place of fear or fight or flight. Because we often think that we're problem solving and we're not really asking ourselves the right questions. Mm-hmm. The right question should be, why did that activate me so incredibly? And am I operating from a place of fear and scarcity? Or, and this is important for practice growth, from a place of abundance and excitement, curiosity?
I get this all the time. So dentists will call us. This is the number one question that I get. Dentists will call us and say, I need more new patients. And I'm like, sure. Work with hundreds of dentists just like you, and we can get you all the new patients that you want. No problem. There's an abundance of new patients. There's actually not enough dentist or hygienist to service the new patient. So easy.
Right.
And then the first question they always ask is, are you going to work with people around me? And I'm like, well, yeah, probably. And there's not enough dentists. Chances are, yeah, we're across the whole nation. Yes, we'd probably end up But why does that matter? What are you scared about? Well, I don't, if you're helping them, then you're hurting me. And I'm like, no. You can be hyper, hyper successful and reach all of your goals. And the guy down the street can also be hyper competitive and reach all their goals. And if our agreement is I'm going to help you get X amount of new patients, and my agreement with them is the same thing, then I'm never going to put myself in a position where we can't deliver. So everybody wins. The patient wins. You win. The guy down the street wins. Everybody's happy. And it's almost like this light goes off in their head and they're like, oh yeah, I guess that is possible that we all win. But a lot of times in my experience.
No, and imagine approaching everything from that scarcity mindset. Imagine approaching everything from that fear-based place of am I going to be good enough? Is this going to be restrictive? What am I going to lose? Now imagine that attitude, that energy written in the copy, inviting team members to join you on your team. Imagine that energy in the copy, welcoming new patients to your office. It extends throughout all the different facets of the practice, and that's what limits growth. Imagine that's the energy you have with this brand new software, and the first problem, because all new management software has problems, the first problem that pops up gives you evidence of what you told yourself from the beginning. See, I told you so. This isn't going to work. I knew it from the beginning, and you don't even give it a chance.
Self-fulfilling
prophecy.
You don't
even give it the opportunity. Exactly. So the number one thing that I've noticed with dentists that limits their growth is not paying attention to their own nervous system regulation. In other words, learning how to access calm. Dentistry is one of these professions where we're constantly bombarded with stress, with overachieving, overworking, pushing through. We're really good at it, but we don't learn how to calm ourselves.
Yeah.
We're notorious for being the hardest working people in the room, which is amazing because it gets us enormous success to a point.
Yeah, and the data.
And then we plateau.
And then the data really backs us up because the suicide rate in dentistry is super high. And the interesting thing is that it's almost even among men and women, which tell us that there's a problem, right? Like usually women aren't going to do that at the same rate that men do. It's usually way out of bounds. But in dentistry, it's very similar, which is scary. And I think the root is you're getting at.
And it's also, interestingly, getting worse. Mm. And the ADA put out a study in last summer, 2023, which was reflecting a study they did in 2022, where they found that 68% of dentists who were reporting that they were overwhelmed, exhausted, burnt out, were under the age of 40. So it's not just those of us who are in 40-plus echelon. It's the younger kids who are coming into dentistry who are being completely inundated with this culture of pressure and push and force and overwork and burnout.
Okay, so now that we've depressed everybody and we've literally probably, the listeners are probably now extra anxiety and extra pain. Let's unpack this now. So the number one thing for growth, in your opinion, is learning to calm yourself. So, okay, so if that's true and that's going to affect everything else that you do, every system that you implement, every hire that you're going to make, every marketing agreement you're going to sign, everything that you're going to do is going to stem from that. How do we begin doing that? Like, how do I walk through that?
Great question. I'll give you a life experience that I'm sure you've had, Gary, and many of your listeners. I want you to remember the last time you had an ingenious idea or an exciting idea or a revelatory moment that put everything into perspective. Kind of one of those moments in your life where you think, how can I hold on to this perspective? Suddenly everything makes more sense. So for you, when was that, Gary? When would that have been for you? Can you imagine a time when you had like a moment of brilliance?
Yeah. So, and this will relate to the dentist. So I used to have a really, really fixed mindset. So here's the story I used to tell myself. I would say, you know what? I know how to market for dentists, but I can't tell anybody. And if I tell anybody, all the other marketing companies are going to steal it. And if I teach people or if I tell too much information, then the dentists are going to try to steal it and do it themselves. And then one day I figured out, I don't remember like what triggered it, but one day I was like, I'm just going to start talking about it all the time. I'm going to talk about everything and I'm going to show everything. And what I realized was, is that the more that I share, the more I am perceived as an expert. And yes, some people may steal some of it, but the net positive for me is way higher than the net negative. And so I started operating in this mindset of, I'm just going to give everything away for free. I'm going to do podcasts around it. I'm going to do events around it. I'm going to give the events away for free. I'm going to send emails out. I'm just going to constantly give. And the net result was us making the Inc. 5000 list fastest growing company 3 years in a row. So for me, it was like, aha, that was a big moment for me, big mind shift.
It's a brilliant example because it was a disruptive mindset, a disruptive idea. Do you remember the moment when you had that idea? Can you isolate that moment?
I think so. I might be wrong on this, but we'll go with it for illustration's sake. So I think I was sitting and someone was giving an illustration in a conference. And what they said was, is they went to they wanted to sell their house. And this real estate agent had a course on selling houses. And they said, I'll teach you how to sell your own house. And he went to this conference to learn how to sell his own house. And he was just like, I don't understand why this real estate agent is teaching other people to sell their own houses. And he sat there and she walked through everything. She was like, this is what you need to do to list it. This is what you need to do legally. This is how you drop the contracts. And he was like, it was overwhelming, to be honest. Like, it was too much stuff. And he was just like, but I still don't understand why she's teaching other people how to do her job. That doesn't make sense. And at the end of the conference, she said, so that's it. If you have any questions, we'll be down in front. Feel free to come down. And he said, I watched as 50% of the room ran down to the front to say, hey, we want to hire you to help us sell our house. And so for me, I was like, giving away the secret sauce makes you the expert. And it also, the people who want help and don't want to invest the time and energy to learn real estate end up saying, I would just rather hire you. It's way simpler. The learning curve's too big.
Gotcha.
And when I realized that, I said, oh, the learning curve of what I'd done, taking me 5-6 years at that time. Now I'm like 12 years in, but it took me like 5-6 years to build this philosophy. So even if I literally recorded every bit of it, put it all on YouTube in segments, it would take somebody so much time to piece that together and then execute. If they figure that out, God bless them. Like I'm the awesomest people in the world because it is so complicated, like selling a house.
Beautiful. That's brilliant. So that moment when you had that realization and that awareness was in the moment you were listening to the story. You were paying attention, you were being present, and you were in a moment with your friend. Most people, when I ask them this question, they'll say the shower. In the shower is when I have my most brilliant ideas.
I have those every day, but they're usually troublemaker ideas.
Or when I'm on a run, running. Or I was sitting at the top after a hike at the top of the mountain, and I had this all of a sudden, for no reason. Every single one of those examples, including the one you just gave when you were sitting, being present, listening to the story your friend was telling you, was a moment when you were in a place of calm. A moment where your nervous system was actually in rest and digest parasympathetic nervous system. That allows you to have these creative moments. Now, for example, think about when you're working away at something, we never have our brilliant moments of insight when we're sitting at the computer, when we're typing away and we're actively doing something. Those brilliant moments of insight, clarity, new perspective, happen when we step away, when we're calming our nervous system. And it's simply biology, Gary. It's simply biology. Our brains are not wired to have creative, calm, exciting, ingenuitive, mind-blowing new ideas when we're running away from a tiger. And we forget that we're causing that fight or flight response all day by multitasking, by checking our emails between patients, by scrolling on our phones over lunch, and not allowing our bodies to actually come to a place of calm, thus allowing us to access our brains. So actually, all your listeners who have been living in decades of stress and had enormous success, that's amazing. Can you imagine how much more successful you would be if you allowed yourself a few moments of calm every single day?
Okay. So yeah. So for me, a couple of things that I've implemented over the years, like in the morning, I always pray. I read. I try to get that in before I touch my phone. Right. So I don't like to plug into the matrix right away. Because the second I plug in, my brain goes, because it's like I wake up and I'm like, hey, I'm alive. Hey, it's sunny outside. My kids are good. I got a house. I'm super thankful for everything. I can hear the
gratitude.
Yeah, just over the top. And I'm just like, I usually go outside, even, you know, sit outside for a little bit. And then I pray and I'm just like super thankful for everything. And
you might even realize in that moment, and oh my God, there's so many patients out there. There's more patients that we can all treat
exactly.
at the same time.
Exactly. But then the second I touch my phone, I am now plugged in. My brain is now plugged into this metrics and I don't have control over that. So that's something that's really helped me a lot. Now, here's one other thing I would love to bounce off. So I post a ton on social media, but I don't have social media apps. Okay. And the reason I don't have social media apps is I have an extremely addictive personality. I have no problem playing a video game for 50 hours or scrolling on social media for 5 hours. Like I will do that. I will do anything to the nth degree if I get the opportunity to do anything, like if it's good or bad, right?
Oh,
and so
I'm the same way, my friend.
Okay, cool.
I love it.
So I deleted all my social media apps. However, I kept YouTube because I search on YouTube and I find information of things I want to watch and listen to, audiobooks, things like that, all the podcasts. And then I listen on there and I just kind of passively listen to it. However, YouTube now has these shorts on it. And these short form videos, every time that they create so much anxiety inside of me. So I recently made a deal with myself that I'm going to delete, if I don't control that and not watch those on YouTube, then I'm going to delete YouTube too. And I've noticed so much more calm in my life, not having short form video in my head. What are your thoughts on the short form content that you're not choosing what you're watching? You're just scrolling and everything. It's every range of emotion. I cry. I'm happy. You made me laugh. You told me a crazy story that I didn't need to know about. I learned how to bake a cake upside down. Whatever, right? Like it's all these range of emotions that I don't really need to know. And I'm randomly getting them into my feed.
I love your question. And I want to honor your amazing self-awareness, because that I find is a big limiting factor for many dentists, is they are so not self-aware of when they are stressed and when they are not. They're so used to pushing through the stress that they don't recognize what activates them anymore, you know? And it makes so much sense because we have to be on show all the time. So if a patient says something or something happens in the chair, we're so trained not to have a reaction, an emotional response, that we start to unlearn identifying our own reactivity. So we lose the ability to identify the cues that are setting us off on stress. And you have great awareness. Oh my gosh, I just had this awareness that when I'm looking at the short form videos, my heart rate's going up. I'm feeling the cortisol rushing through my body. Amazing awareness. It's actually unique to each of us. So believe it or not, it could be the cologne a patient is wearing when they walk in the room. It could be, smell is actually a very big one, but it could be anything that causes you to be activated. The short form video for sure can do it for us because it's put on in a format that is so intense and fast that our bodies actually mirror that rate. So when you're watching something super fast, super quick, your body actually quickens in response to it. What I would also love to recommend to any of your listeners, if anyone else has this problem with apps on their phone, and I get no money from this, I'm not financially affiliated, but I should be. I'm gonna contact them and make sure one day, because I tell so many people about it. My 15-year-old told me about it. It's an app called One Sec, like 1 second, One Sec. And you install it on your phone. What it does is when you go to open any app, 1 sec interrupts and says, are you sure you want to open this app right now? So we go from breaking that addictive personality or that habitual, just we hit it. We don't even know we're hitting it. And we're already on Facebook. Yep. We're already on YouTube.
We randomly pick up our phone and just check things.
Just start checking without even thinking, do I really want to do this? So I love that about 1 sec. And then in addition, 1 sec also says, before you open it, even if you say, I really do need to open this, it says, before you open it, take a breath. And it has this little bubble that asks you to breathe in and breathe out. And even if you're listening right now, I'm going to do a 1 sec to you. I'm going to ask you just for a moment, take a deep breath in and hold it at the top for a second. And exhale through your mouth. Just slow it on the exhale, slow it down, and just feel your shoulders drop a moment. Let's just do one more. Deep breath in. Hold it at the top. Just a little extra longer.
I'm doing this as I'm downloading.
And slowly exhale. No multitasking.
I know, I'm so bad. That's why I'm saying it. I'm like,
one more time. Deep breath in. Hold it at the top. And exhale and just feel your shoulders drop. Just notice how it feels a little different in your body. You'll even notice my speaking rate has slowed. What you're actually doing is asking your body to turn on your parasympathetic nervous system and to dial down from sympathetic nervous system. And the amazing thing about that practice is you can do it behind a mask. You can do it even when you're in conversation with someone. And it will actually increase your ability to learn, to embed and integrate new information, allow you to access compassion. The big buzzword right now is compassion fatigue. Allow you to access ingenuitive and creative problem solving, and the really cherry on the top, it'll make you a happier person.
That's awesome.
Which, why are we doing any of this if it's not to be happier? Yep.
Okay, so two questions for you. We got 30 seconds. One, I'm going to bring you on another podcast and talk to you about some of this stuff because I think this is amazing. We could have went way longer. Okay, so can I get a verbal yes on a recording?
We've got a hell yes. Cool.
And then number two, if someone has questions and they're like, okay, I want help with this stuff, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
I'd say come to my website, The Biz of Happiness. That's it, B-I-Z of Happiness. And there you'll find access to my podcast, The Business of Happiness Podcast, and all things related to dentistry and happiness.
You are so awesome. Thank you so much for coming on today.
So great to see you, Gary.